Ah, words. Language is all about the words, obviously. You can get away with tons of grammar and pronunciation mistakes, but you still gotta know some words to get wrong, right? But we haven't learned that many words yet. We learned how to conjugate regular AR verbs, then we discovered 10 of the most common ones. That was fun. Let's do that again. We just learned how to conjugate regular ER verbs, so I guess today it only makes sense that we go over 10 of those. Hola, soy Jordan, and this is a Spanish quickie. Fast, easy Spanish lessons from somebody who speaks your language. Okay, fair warning, you probably won't understand the examples I give today unless you know how to conjugate regular ER verbs. So, if you haven't seen that video, I'd go back and watch that now, then come back here. Also, it'll really help out if you've been through the video called Fun with Words. Let's start with four friends and what I call a fair weather friend, then we'll end with a false friend. To respond or to answer in Spanish is responder. I don't think I have to explain that much. Responder looks pretty much exactly like respond. He responds is él responde. He answers is él responde. You can use responder anytime you'd say respond or answer. Not quite as friendly, but still a real gem, is prometer. That means to promise. She promises is ella promete. We promise is prometemos. Then vender is to sell. I sell apples would be vendo manzanas. She sells apples is ella vende manzanas. In English, a vendor is a seller. A vending machine is a machine that sells stuff. I'd call that a friend. Moving on, comprender should look a lot like comprehend, and that's what it means. But more commonly, it's used for to understand, which is basically the same thing. You might recognize this. Comprende? That's a common cliche Spanish line in movies. It just means understand. You can use comprender anytime you'd use understand. But there is another common verb also used for understand. This was a source of confusion for me for a long time. Entender also means understand. That's an irregular ER verb. That's why I'm not teaching it to you in this video. I guess I just did. Some snobby McSnobs will tell you otherwise, but entender and comprender can basically be used interchangeably. Say entender or comprender anytime you'd say understand. But for now, you only know how to conjugate comprender, because entender is irregular, remember? We'll go over that irregularity later. Okay, this fifth word is half friend sometimes, then other times, not at all. Deber is the word most commonly used for to owe. I owe is debo. That was easy for me to remember because of deber's resemblance to debt, which is what you have when you owe something. Traveler pro tip, if you're at a bar and you want to leave, you can just ask cuánto debo or qué debo, which is how much do I owe or what do I owe. But deber can also be used for to have to or must or should. I won't lie, this kind of sucks, but usually context will make it pretty clear. You don't have a problem deciding whether somebody means bark on a tree or bark from a dog, do you? But at the beginning, it is confusing. Deber just straight up has three different meanings, and all three are pretty common. Debo dinero is I owe money. Debo pagar can be I have to pay or I must pay, but it can also be I should pay. But both words express the same obligation, if you think about it. In fact, all three of our meanings for deber express an obligation. Owe, have to, and should. So this really does make sense when you realize that. Okay, none of the remainder of today's words are friends, at least as far as I can tell. Feel free to point out any connections you see in the comments below, but they're all very straightforward. Aprender is to learn, so you learn Spanish is aprendes español. We learn Spanish is aprendemos español. And now that I look at it, aprender sure looks a lot like apprentice, somebody who's learning. Hello, friend. Next up is romper. That means to break. Spanish speakers use this word in pretty much every situation we'd use it. You can break a glass, or break up with your girlfriend, or break hearts. She breaks hearts is ella rompe corazones. I'm not bitter. Now we have two words in a row that look very similar, and to me kind of weird at first. But don't worry, they're both regular, they just look weird. Leer is to read. I read is leo. See, we just take off the er, leaving one of the e's and add the o like normal. You read is lees. You have to say both e's. Lees. I'm making it a little more dramatic, so you hear. We read is leemos. They read is leen. Creer is the same. Creer means to believe. I believe is creo. You believe is tu crees. We believe is creemos. They believe is creen. Last but not least is a false friend. The word temer means to fear. This messed me up for a while because temerity in English, I always thought that was the opposite. Brave, full of confidence. But in Spanish, that's just not the case. Temer means to fear. I fear for Ukraine is temo por Ucrania. No capital letter for countries. That's still weird for me. Okay, that's it, you crazy gringo. Get your butt over to gringoespanol.com/er-common where I listed the words nicely for you so you can use the flashcard strategy to memorize them. As always, I promise I'm only teaching you words you'll hear and be able to use in real life. No textbook crap from the 19th century. If you spend 30 minutes practicing these words, you won't regret it. Before you go though, don't forget to like this video or give me the big thumbs up. And when you go to gringoespanol.com, make sure you sign up for free updates. People on that list get free training and special offers that I don't always post on Facebook or YouTube. I will see you next time. Hasta luego. Adios, amigo. Comprende? Comprende? Comprende?